He's back, and planning to do it all over again. From May 1 to 12, John Hillman, a 104-year-old Second World War veteran, plans to walk 104 laps around the courtyard of the seniors' residence where he lives, with a goal to raise $104,000 for the Save the Children Fund. For the past 3 years, Hillman, who lives at Carlton House of Oak Bay, has raised $333,000 by walking his age in laps. He is hoping people will get together to sponsor his efforts, at $1,000 per lap. At 104 years of age, I am glad to say I am still around, fit and enthusiastic. I'm looking forward to my 104 trips around the Carlton House residence courtyard, said Hillman. Many thanks to those of you who supported the children in 2020, 2021 and 2022. I encourage you to continue your good work again in 2023. Hillman was originally inspired by fellow Burma Star holder Captain Sir Tom Moore, a centenarian who raised millions for healthcare workers in the United Kingdom by walking laps in his garden in 2020. Hillman has chosen Save the Children Fund as his charity and funds will be directed to the global organization's Children's Emergency Fund. The fund provides immediate protection to children in war and natural disaster situations so they can enjoy their childhood, regardless of what's happening around them. Every day from May 1 to 12, excluding weekends, Hillman will walk 10 laps, starting at 10:30 a.m. in the courtyard of Carlton House, 2080 Oak Bay Avenue. Spectators are welcome to cheer him on. He is also expecting to be joined by various guests over the time of his walk. To donate, go to bit.ly/johnhillman104.lawnbowlingclub to host open house. The Canadian Pacific Lawn Bowling and Croquet Club is celebrating its 100th anniversary with a community open house at the historic Crystal Garden Green on April 22. Members of the public are invited to drop by to try their hand at croquet and lawn bowling at the event, where refreshments will be served. The club offers year-round sports programs, along with many indoor social activities. Lessons in croquet and lawn bowling are offered free of charge, with all equipment provided. Members have the opportunity to compete in club and district tournaments, or just play in casual and friendly daily draws. The club is open to all ages and abilities. The open house runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturday, April 22 at the clubhouse, 720 Belleville Street. For more information, go to downtownlawnbowling.ca. Fundraiser to help youth after rehab. Sotheby's International Realty Canada's Community Engagement Committee is hosting its inaugural spring fundraiser, Under One Roof, on April 19, with proceeds benefiting the Youth Empowerment Society. The keynote speaker will be Chi Pro Sam Plovy, a British-born Chinese metaphysics specialist. Her speech will have a lighthearted tone, appealing to anyone in sales trying to fathom a client. Julie Ann Hunter, Executive Director of Youth Empowerment Society, will highlight the work the organization does and the special need that they have identified as young people try to make their way after rehabilitation. Tickets are $50. The event runs 6 to 8 p.m. April 19 at the Beach House Restaurant, 5109 Cordova Ray Road. For tickets, go to eventbrite.com/e/under-one-roof-tickets-6059524938 search and keep _TLD=1.artgallery needs paint and volunteers. The Art Gallery of Greater Victoria is looking for volunteers for the 34th Paint In, which takes place 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. July 15. Those interested in volunteer opportunities at the gallery can email volunteer@aggv.ca. Aside from the paint-in, volunteers work with staff as gallery shop assistants, special event hosts, and in the education, advancement and collections departments. The Art Gallery of Greater Victoria recognizes the commitment and expertise from each of our volunteers as one of the most valuable assets to the organization, the gallery said in a statement. For more information, go to aggv.ca. Funding aims to reduce drug deaths. Vancouver Island organizations received almost $1.2 million in resilience and safety grants to promote youth resilience, build workplace wellness and reach people who use illicit drugs alone. As the toxic drug crisis continues into its seventh year, finding new ways of understanding the issues and developing responses to foster wellness, resilience, and reduce the risk of drug poisoning and death is crucial, said Kiva Glynn, executive lead for Island Health's mental health and substance use strategy. The grants will support initiatives focused on activities that promote prevention and reduce harms for those most at risk, and build resilience within youth in island communities, Glynn said. A total of 29 grants were awarded to organizations in communities across the Island Health region. For a full list of grant recipients, go to islandhealth.ca/learn-about-health/mental-health/resilience-and-safety-grants. Neighborhood grants offered. The City of Victoria is inviting residents to apply for a Migrate Neighborhood grant to help fund a project or activity that will bring neighbors together and create an inviting, vibrant place for people to connect. The city will provide up to $7,500 for placemaking and resiliency projects and up to $1,500 for activities, with the requirement that applicants contribute matching volunteer time and/or in-kind donations. So much of what makes our city vibrant, inclusive and resilient happens at the neighborhood level in Victoria, by individuals and groups coming together to bring projects and activities to life, said Victoria Mayor Marianne Alto. I am excited to see the projects that come forward from our neighborhoods this year. A total of $139,000 of funding is available. Since 2016, the city has funded 286 projects and distributed just over $860,000 in funding through these grants. Past projects include food security initiatives, decorative lighting, murals, art displays, interpretive signage and public seating areas. Applications will be reviewed monthly. Once approved, funding will be distributed on a first-in, first-funded basis. Applications are open until October 15. For more information, or to apply, go to victoria.ca/n/main/residents/neighborhood/my-great-neighborhood-grant-program.html. Tea and chat for Counseling Society. The Human Nature Counseling Society is hosting a Gorgeside Tea and Chat with Dr. Sue Johnson at the Esquimalt Gorge Pavilion on April 27. Johnson, founder of Emotionally Focused Therapy, will be joined on stage by Cheryl McKay, former host of CBC Radio's weekend show North by Northwest, for the fundraising event. Tickets are available with a $50 donation. A post-event streaming option is available for a $20 donation. The event runs 7 to 9:30 p.m., with doors opening at 6:30 and the presentation starting at 7:30 p.m. at 1070 Tillicum Road. For more information, or for tickets, go to humannaturecounseling.ca/hncs-upcoming-events.